You're listening to KBOO News in Depth. Coming up this week, Portland Panorama Film Festival starts April 10th through April 20th. I spoke to the event directors to learn more. Would you guys mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, I'm Stephanie Huff. I'm the executive director of Portland Panorama.
And I'm Alina Kiyomi Kumas. I'm the director of programming at Portland Panorama.
And how did the Portland Panorama come about?
I decided to kind of start this journey about a year and a half ago. I used to work for the Northwest Film Center, and we used to produce the Portland International and Film Festival and the Northwest Filmmakers Fest. And both of those events went away when the Film Center kind of changed hands and during the pandemic. So there's just been a hole in the community where a large international film festival used to sit. So I thought it was time to bring something back to town.
Since you've worked at so many other film festivals, what makes Portland Panorama unique?
I worked at a few festivals at this point for over 5 years. But, you know, Portland Panorama is just really unique in that it is such a central, tight group of people who all have different skills in the industry and have, you know, just so much diverse knowledge in different parts of the industry. So it's just been great to see everyone come together. And, you know, it's just really exciting to see the community so excited for this event as well. Like, we've had nothing but positive feedback and, you know, just the general excitement from the community has been beautiful, I would say. Portland Panorama is unique for a festival in Oregon anyway, because it integrates both national and international films and content, as well as making space for a sort of Northwest filmmaker showcase. So the first half of the festival is going to be at Cinema 21, and that will showcase national, international titles, both features and short films. The second half of the festival is geared towards Northwest filmmakers, so it kind of serves essentially as a Northwest filmmaker showcase. And, you know, we really wanted to bring these two types of films and region-specific focuses together, so it can expose not only the local Northwest community to all of these international bigger titles that wouldn't necessarily come through Portland, and vice versa. You know, I'm bringing in people into Portland who, you know, perhaps have never been to Portland before, and exposing them to the Northwest talent that we have here as well.
Yeah, I would say also what, you know, kind of makes Portland Panorama unique is some of our programming. So in addition to Melina's amazing programming, we also partnered with local organizations to kind of support those different programs. So for instance, we're doing a screening of Pretty Ugly, the Story of the Luna Chicks with the Oregon Media Lab and Doc Camp on Friday the 11th at Cinema 21. And then we're also doing a screening of Sanctuary Station with Cinema Project during the festival, and that's also at Cinema 21.
That being said, too, we also have a few screenings kind of scattered around the city as well. So while our main venues are Cinema 21 and the Hollywood Theater, we also have screenings at the Kennedy School in Northeast Portland. There's going to be a screening at the Boathouse Micro Cinema, which is really exciting. A kind of art and experimental film space. We're going to have a screening at the Judy downtown as well. Also a special Northwest music video showcase at PNC Live Lounge downtown as well.
And why did you guys choose to showcase music videos?
Yeah, that was, we used to do a showcase very similar to this as part of the Northwest Film Center. And as someone who's worked in both film and music, it was always kind of like a nice combination for me. I love music videos. I think there's not a lot of exhibition opportunities for them, and a lot of festivals choose not to include music videos, but we love music, so we wanted to include that. And then we've got some great live performances as well. So the PNC Live Studio is a recording space where they do live performances year-round. And so we've got Jessica Boudreau from Summer Cannibals and Cloud Stokely, who are going to do live performances there that night, too.
So the festival shifts midweek to celebrate the filmmakers. What does that mean?
The whole festival is a celebration of filmmakers and films that we usually wouldn't get to see in Portland. But I think you're referring to the Hollywood Theater portion of the festival, which is a Northwest Filmmaker Showcase. This is all films made by local Northwest creators and or films shot in the region. So this showcase essentially is just to really offer a platform for our local creators to see their works on the big screen, as well as to invite the community to participate in, you know, post-screening Q&A discussions, and just to be able to see all of the amazing film productions that are being made currently in Portland and the Northwest Regional area.
Do you guys have any movies or panels you're excited to see?
I mean, I'm biased. I'm excited for everything personally. But yeah, you know, I guess one thing I'll say is we do have a lot of filmmakers attending this festival. We even have a filmmaker attending from Iceland for her short film. It's called Mamu. It's in one of the international shorts programs. I think it's International Shorts Program 1. But, you know, there's a lot of filmmakers attending. I am really excited for, I guess, specifically for me, it would be international and national films that have not had any play in Portland. So, for instance, we have the Oregon premiere of Standing Above the Clouds, which is a really beautiful Native Hawaiian documentary that just hasn't had play here. There's just so many events, panels, workshops, parties, you know, everything like that. So there's something for everyone, I would say. And yeah, there's just like a lot of opportunities to connect and bring the community together. And yes, I'm particularly excited, I would say, for some of our international titles that just probably wouldn't come through Portland. Like I would say maybe The Ugly Stepsister, which is one of our late night screenings. That one's a really fun one. So I highly recommend that one. Also part of our kind of late night programming, we have a late night shorts program. It is in our Northwest portion of the festival because 6 out of 8 of the films are made by Northwest creators. And that actually goes for a few of our international shorts programs. A lot of them have films made by local filmmakers in the mix as well. So there's just a lot of things to check out, lots of shorts programs, lots of features, lots of events and panels in general. So yeah.
Yeah. I'm really excited, like Melina, for most everything. I mean, for everything in our festival. We had to make a lot of hard decisions in programming to say no to some really amazing films. So everything in here was chosen for a reason. And I would say I'm really excited for Firebreak, a documentary by Kenzie Bruce. She's a local filmmaker and who works with Blue Chalk Media. It's about formerly incarcerated firefighters formerly incarcerated folks who become firefighters and do that work. I'm really excited for Firebreak. We have Kenzie Bruce, who's going to be there at the Hollywood, as well as some of the subjects from the film. I'm also really excited for a screening of A Midsummer Night's Dream in Prison, which is a short doc. Well, it's a feature doc, but it's an hour-long documentary by the late Bushra Azus, who was my mentor in film school and also was a teacher at the Film Center for many years. It's her last film that she made about inmates performing Shakespeare in prison. So it's a very moving documentary, really important message. And some of the filmmaking team will be there with some of the subjects of the film as well.
If people want to find out more about attending these events, where can they get more information?
Yeah, so our full program lineup is available at portlandpanorama.org. You can find individual tickets to events and screenings, or you can purchase passes there as well, where you can get, you know, everything in the festival or just the movies or just the Northwest movies. So,
is there anything we didn't cover that you would like to mention?
I'm really excited about an event that we have during the festival. It's called Safety Day Saturday. It takes place over at Wonder Love over in Southeast. It was funded in part by the Central East Side Better Together grant. So we're really excited, and with RAC. It's a partial day event. We're going to have vendors. We'll have Gearhead and Via Films there to do a demonstration on like picture and camera cars and safety around that. And then we'll have two panels on production protocol safety and then interpersonal wellness. So we're really excited for that event and to get folks out. It's a great networking opportunity. It's a great education opportunity as well. So I'm really excited for that. And that all precedes a screening at the Hollywood at 2:30 of a new documentary called Safe Sets that kind of touches on some of the more intense safety issues and some of the fatalities that have happened more recently in film productions, but also talks about a wide range of safety hazards in our industry, including like special effects and makeup and, you know, people that are doing stop motion animation and working with different chemicals and things. So it's going to be a really interesting day. And I'm really passionate about keeping our workers and creatives in our industry safe. So it's going to be a good opportunity to learn more.
And tomorrow is our big opening night. Our opening night film is Pony Boy, and after that we're going to have a big opening night party at the Hoxton, and there's still a few tickets left, I think, for that. So, yeah, I guess grab your tickets while you can.
Yep.
But yeah, in general, you know, there's, I mean, I would say all the programming this season was very intentional, and, you know, it was really hard to make these tough decisions. There were just so many films that were submitted and just so many options in terms of programming. So, you know, every single program that we have, there's been thought and intention put into it. And so I really hope people can check out the schedule and the whole programming and come out to Portland Panorama.
Well, thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. The festival kicks off April 10th. More information is available at portlandpanorama.org. That was Stephanie Huff and Melina Kiyomi Kumas from Portland Panorama Film Festival. This is Lexis Ponce with KBOO News.